The following is an audio podcast from the Korea Society, celebrating more than a half century of promoting awareness, understanding, and cooperation between the people of the United States and Korea. For more information on our programs, please visit our website at www.koreasociety.org. This podcast is brought to you through the generous financial support of the Tongyang Group. In the areas of financial services and manufacturing, the companies of the Tongyang Group harness the passion and creativity of 12,000 employees worldwide to better serve their clients. The Tongyang Group, a global partner for Korean business.
Welcome to the Korea Society and welcome to Studio Korea. A very happy new year to you all here in our intimate studio audience, and a special welcome to those viewing online or streaming live. We would like to wish you not only a Happy New Year, but also let you know that we have an exciting roster of programs across policy and the arts in this coming spring 2014. And no better way to begin it than with a continuation of a series that we initiated last year called Policy in the Lens, to take a look at issues of art and politics and how they might intersect. And to help us start this year is a very talented artist who will share with us her perspective on art and her approach in a new way on issues of North Korea and other issues, which we'll get to. And that is Jinju Che, a graduate of Hongi University in Seoul and Columbia School of the Arts. And we would also like to welcome Julie Minaret of Julie Minaret Contemporary Art, 133 Orchard Street, who is running the exhibition that Jinju has very wonderfully created, called The Chakopaization of North Korea. And that exhibition runs through February 23rd. Welcome to you both. We're absolutely delighted to have you here at the Korea Society, especially as we begin a kickoff of 3 years of celebration and programs aimed at our 60th anniversary of educating Americans on Korea. And your art is so interesting. It has captured imagination quickly here in New York, which is obviously perhaps the world's most competitive market. And I'm just astounded to see CNN and ABC News and Radio Free Asia and others so keen on this very interesting approach. Could you tell us about your art and what has led to this new and very interesting exhibition that you put together for Julie in the gallery?
This is a story about chocopie, and the chocopie story is about hope, separation, tragedy, and desire. Actually, it's an epic story when a country has been divided and kept separate. When I lived in Korea, I was indifferent to many Korean current issues. But when I moved to the United States, where the American media takes a more solemn view on Korean politics, suddenly these events seemed more serious. And even so, daily news cycle exists in constant forward motion. So I started collecting news about Korea, and inspired by news as a conceptual structure. So, and then I just came across chocopie story, and I'm here now.
and a chocopie, for those who may be streaming live or maybe in our small audience here who may not have come across it, is a chocolate-covered confectionery treat made in South Korea.
Right, that's right. So, yeah, let me tell you about the story. In fact, a large quantity of chocopie is sent to the Gaesong Industrial Complex in North Korea. It's South and North's joint factory complex. And South Korean companies are banned from paying their North Korean workers cash bonuses for being too capitalist. So so they started paying them with chocopies instead of money incentives. So each worker is given 2 to 10 chocopies as daily snacks. But the thing is, when they get a chocopie, they don't need it. They just save them and then to sell them on the black market for 3 to 4 times their original prices. According to the news, their monthly wage is around $100, and North Korea government pockets 50% of it. But when they sell a choco pie on the black market, they could have $10 each. So finally, choco pie is used as a form of monetary exchange and has come to symbolize capitalism. So I made a logo, choco pie, that evokes Coca-Cola as a symbol of capitalism. And then through choco pies, I found the potential from chocolate as a symbol of capitalism.
And fascinating it is. I was speaking with a colleague from CNN, which is based in Atlanta, and so the Coca-Cola riff really caught them, given its importance there. And certainly we in the West would recognize that scroll for what it is as a global brand. And what we have heard here at the Korea Society through a very long series called Knowing North Korea is that markets and mobile phones are things that are increasingly pervasive. And so that effect is really interesting. How do you view it as a commodity, and what are you trying to say as well about capitalism? Because I think you have an interesting message there.
Yeah, because as I said earlier, I found the potential from chocolates as an object. They changed your society in North Korea. So, and changing their attitude with their capitalist concept, and then they are learning about choco pie and learning outside world. So, and some people say Andy Warhol when they see my work. I know it's really. Warhol's work is also subversive, so he used many common object and then advertisement. So yeah, my work too, it's subversive, and I made the logo, and then actually it's in common in some place as a choco pie, and I changed the logo and I made it uncommon, and then I just did a subversive piece with this. So,
and that's really interesting, your media, because you're not just using paint, you're actually using chocolate.
Right.
And you're not using canvas, you're using Nodong Shinmun, the official state party newspaper of North Korea.
Right.
And combining those, which is fascinating.
I'm trying.
Someone in the audience said that's Rauschenberg. That's very interesting. Which is a high compliment indeed.
Please. Yeah, I'm trying to put metaphoric messages through chocolates. So I used many different kinds of chocolates, milk chocolate and dark chocolate, semi-sweet chocolate and bittersweet chocolate. So people can understand what's the meaning behind the chocolate and behind the newspaper and what. What's the connection between the newspaper and chocolates? Because in North Korea, newspaper doesn't function. So, yeah.
Very interesting. And you are saying something, too, about media and the way that media is consumed, maybe propaganda, but also the way American and Western media look at inter-Korean dynamics.
Right. I think every advertisement, and it's also propaganda, and this is also propaganda. So I have one more piece. It's about music notes. It's patriotic song. Yeah, patriotic song. And several times a year, they put up music notes on front page of North Korean newspaper. And then I changed the lyric. I put a choco pie story on here. And then I just made a real propaganda. So,
yeah. Sure. No, very interesting. And I have to say, and it's something we talked about at your studio, but it's something that came up here in a conversation we had with the former British ambassador to North Korea, and that is defacing the official state media. because in some of your work, intentional or not, I've noticed that pictures of the military, and in particular pictures of the leadership, may oftentimes be covered. You've done that in an interesting way. It's also something in North Korea that probably would be punishable by a life in a labor camp or worse.
I don't know how to answer about this.
It's a provocative question, but as you're comfortable with it, but it's interesting, and it does say something. I think it says you're brave. I think it says you're a brave artist, and maybe artists by their nature are courageous. But I think that
I don't have any like political significance.
Sure.
But humanitarian viewpoint. So, it depends on the audience and viewers. So they can interpret and they can understand up to their viewpoints.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you do wonderfully on the humanitarian aspect is say that we sort of all desire a sweet life, and maybe whereas most of today's coverage maybe on Dennis Rodman or Washington rappers or nuclear or missile issues, that the 99% of Northern Koreans who don't really get discussed. Choco pie, a sweet life, some engagement in the markets is true to them.
Right. I thought choco pie, in terms of connection, I thought choco pie is kind of north and south, and it's kind of bridge to north and south, and then North Korea and to outside world. I think art is shadow of the world and history of, and like evidence of histories, which tells a story of time and fragmentation of society. So my goal is to find the mirror image, of our blind spot and put out there how I feel about the stories and the news. So I hope my work will have a destabilizing emotional impact on the viewers and audiences, like a means to move forward.
Mm. Thank you for that, Jen. I'd like to bring Julie into the conversation too. You are a curator who's looked at this with an interesting eye and brought it to your most interesting gallery on the Lower East Side. Tell us how you came across Jinju Che and how you thought to build upon this.
Sure. When I met Jin the first time, it was a couple of months ago. She showed me one of her prints with the chocolate. I was really interested in her work for two reasons. The first one is, as a curator, I think the material she uses is very interesting. It's quite rare. I had never seen that before. I mean, the North Korean newspaper, the chocolate, I found it extremely interesting aesthetically. And also because she not only uses like printmaking, but she is a visual artist who is able to use different kind of material, making installations, very interesting installation, especially one we have the gallery where people can participate in. I love the idea of like having a very various material and various work. The second reason why I was really interested in her work is because the meaning is really strong. It's a very consistent and striking work. It raises political and humanitarian questions, of course, and my gallery is dedicated to represent politically and socially conscious artists. So this was a very good fit, and this is the reason why we decided to work together.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, and you're both courageous, and congratulations on all this attention. Hey, have you been surprised by the level of media attention in this?
I have not been surprised because I think Jinju is very, very talented, mm-hmm. and it's a very the message is really strong, and the material used is really interesting, very different from what we can we see usually understandably experimental and very challenging. So I was not really surprised. I'm happy that she had this media coverage because she, I think, this show deserves it. So she made a very, very interesting show. And it's also like increased the awareness of people about North Korea, and I think it's very interesting in this way too.
Indeed, indeed. And this runs through February 23rd. You actually have a special event this evening as well, some discussion on North Korea as well as
here. We have the honor to host you for a talk at the gallery with Jin Joo Chae and discuss about North Korea issues and also discuss a more artistic aspect of the work as well. So it's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. And the show will be on view until February 23rd. So.
Oh, very good. Wonderful. Thank you.
But I don't know what kind of work, what kind of themes will be for my next next show. But I'm planning, but I don't have any specific plan yet.
Well, you're very gifted, and we're very honored and privileged to have you here. And we love the emotive nature of your work. We love your commentary on North and South, and what is very clear through your comments about a desire for unification, for wholeness, and maybe for a sweeter life for those who exist, suffer in North Korea, and hopefully for positive change. I would like to turn now to our group here in the room and ask if we have any questions or points that you'd like to make. Just identify yourself.
Unfortunately, not yet.
And the question is, I'm sorry, for recording purposes, have you had any feedback from Orion, the Choco Pie distributor? But I'm sure they're delighted.
Because I use the piece, there's a video clips and it's like commercial, the Orion's Choco Pie commercial. And I like this. The reason why I picked the commercial is there is a one sentence, like repeating. It is, people know nothing unless you say something. So as an artist, as a Korean, I'd like to say, I mean, I want to let people know what's going on in North Korea. And so it's kind of responsibility and the necessity and the urge is driving my desire to make this work. So, yeah, I just wanted to let them know what happens now.
Very good. Thank you. Please, Sean.
My name is Sean King. A lot of thoughts, some of which I'll share with you tonight. But the first Korean movie I saw was JSA,
right.
Joint Security Area. I actually saw it in the cinema in Singapore in 2000.
Great.
And South Korean and North Korean soldiers late one night become friends by accident.
Right.
And they end up playing board games without their bosses knowing. And the South Koreans give the North Korean soldier a chocolate pie.
That's right.
And this is 10 years before they were introduced in Kaesong. And I just remember the North Korean soldier is a very famous South Korean actor. He goes something like, "Damn Yankee fashion trash." Has anybody mentioned that movie to you?
Yeah.
The movie actually foresaw the future in reality.
Actually, this is the piece that I've used. I brought the images from JSA. And there's a... this is the first page. I mean... Can you
write?
Yeah, this is the first page, and there are six pages. And on three pages, there are images. Like, he's North Korean soldier, like, trying to help Choco Pie. So on the next page, like, so you can eat Choco Pies in the next page is till you burst. And then the last page is there's dream about these Choco Pies. So... I got inspired from when they share the choco pies, they feel like a brotherly like love and feelings. So I thought it's kind of mind-changing tool to North Korean, and feels like a token for love. So and also choco pie is a symbol of like affection in Korea. It's from advertisement, but people, they just like keep saying we can feel affection through these choco pies. So I brought that idea from that movie and then used it.
Thank you. These other questions, please. So the question is, to a foot in the door and some of the new commercialism, Disney, the former NBA players with Dennis Rodman, do you think that signals some opening, or do you have other thoughts?
Oh, I haven't thought about that, so maybe not that relates.
A very interesting question.
Right.
We had an interesting question sent by email from a colleague in Mongolia who said something, and I'll try to get most of it as perfectly as he wrote it. My son loves choco pies. Distant Mongolia has many great products that come from South Korea. They also are a country that has recognition with North Korea. They've had a long history with North Korea. And his quick comment was, a very interesting program, and now I know what to serve my North Korean guests. So I thought it was consistent with your good wishes. Other thoughts, please.
Well, I wanted to know, what is the gallery, and where is it, and what time is this?
The question is to the location and the hours of the gallery and how one can come and
sure,
see
the gallery is located on Orchard Street, 133 Orchard.
150?
133. Between Delancey and Rivington. And the talk is at 7 p.m. tonight.
What time?
7 p.m. The show is on view until the 23rd, February 23rd.
Thank you.
And you will have more on-site installation as well, but it's a surprise. So we invite you to stop by the gallery.
Come witness the surprise. That's fantastic. Any final questions? Well, we thank you for joining us here, and we are grateful to those who have chose to stream today as well. And this will be watched very widely in its post-release, both in terms of audio podcast as well as video download. Before we thank you, I also need to thank a few others. We thank Samsung for this wonderful facility that we're in here today. We would like to thank members of our staff, in particular Nikita Desai, our Director of Policy and Corporate Programs, as well as Peter in our sound booth, who makes all of our audio and video happen, and our interns here as well today. And really a very special thank you to Jinju Che for her efforts, for bringing something very exciting not only to New York City, but really to national and international attention. Your approach is interesting and different and says something in a new way about North Korea. And that's very hard to do when you're dealing with an issue that has been as difficult as that of the inter-Korean dynamic. And I think you invite us to think in a very positive way and a hopeful way forward. And Julie, thank you. This has been wonderful to have you here, and you clearly have a vision and a gallery that's doing important work. And we're delighted that you spent time here today as well at the Korea Society. Please do come back often and join us. And for membership and more information, please do see us at koreasociety.org. Thank you all, and again,
a very happy New Year. Thank you so much.
And we have for you a gift from the Korea Society. Thank you. Of the artistic
thank
nature.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
The opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Korea Society, its staff, management, or sponsors. Thank you for listening to this Korea Society podcast. If you enjoyed it, please consider becoming a member. Visit www.koreasociety.org for information about memberships and to learn more about all the programs available at the Korea Society.